Paul Norwood's path to victory included the words bungalow and daffodil, as well as shibboleth, and this word.
Sobriquet.
That's sobriquet. It means nickname. It's French. And we'll let Norwood tell you why the crowd is groaning.
I'm from Paris.
He's from Paris. Norwood is 30. He started learning English in middle school. Moved here about 10 years ago. At the spelling bee, he also got the words bouillon and chauffeur. It's hard to say whether the French words gave Norwood any advantage. After all, runner-up Peter Apathy dealt with avoirdupois.
A-V-O-I-R-D-U-P-O-I-S.
And gendarme.
Gendarme. G-E-N-D-A-R-M-E.
Apathy and Norwood advanced together into a list of words so hard, both of them kept getting things wrong.
L-A-N-Y-A-P-E-C-U-R-I-B-R.
D-I-T-H-A-R-A-G-M.
Until the judges decided to move them back to an easier list, and that's where Norwood won. Not with a French word, but with a bird name, ptarmigan.
P-T-A-R-M-I-G-A-N.
The Adult Spelling Bee, which was held at Kettleson Memorial Library, started last year as a fundraiser for libraries in Guatemala, says Library Director Sarah Jones.
This year's event raises money for libraries in Haiti because, as most people know, they have done pretty well securing their collections now, but the buildings in most cases are either collapsed or unsafe.
32 people entered the event at $20 a pop, so that's more than $600 there. But the grand total of what the spelling bee raised won't be known until after the accompanying bake sale money is counted. Some entered in teams, some just competed by themselves. They could even use lifelines, like phoning a friend or asking a member of the audience to spell the word, although that provided only limited assistance. Here's someone asking for help on the word quinoa.
Somebody help me up.
Somebody back there.
Q-U-I-N-O-A.
Q-U-I-O-N-A. Oh! Ah, well. That contestant, like so many others, took even defeat with a sense of humor. Reporting in Sitka, S-I-T-A-K, S-I-K-A-T, nope. S-I-T-K-A? I meant Ronco.